Hallo Zuhörer, hello listeners. This is episode number 19. Today we are discussing a news topic. I will read a news topic and translate the most difficult sentence. And in the second part, we are going to do exercises to possessive pronouns. Okay, so let's start. Bitcoin auf Allzeithoch. Der Bitcoin hat einen neuen Hochstand von 22.148 US-Dollar erreicht. Woran liegt das? Einen neuen Hochstand erreichen, to reach a new high. Ein Grund dafür ist, dass Großinvestoren nun auch vermehrt in die Kryptowährung investieren. Großinvestoren, Major Investors. Mittlerweile ist es wirklich Teil der Anlagestrategie von vielen institutionellen Investoren. Mittlerweile, meanwhile, die Anlagestrategie, the Investment Strategy. Aber nicht nur institutionelle Investoren oder Vermögensverwalter wie BlackRock und Fidelity erhöhen ihre Allokation, sondern auch Hedgefonds. Der Vermögensverwalter, the Asset Manager. Die Bitcoin-Marktkapitalisierung liegt damit bei über 420 Milliarden US-Dollar. Die Marktkapitalisierung, the Market Capitalization. Bitcoin ist eine Kryptowährung, welche ein dezentrales System hat. Die Währung, the currency. Das heißt, es hat keinen Ausschalter. Der Ausschalter, the off-switch. Keine Regierung kann Bitcoins drucken oder die Währung abschaffen. Etwas abschaffen ist to get rid of something. I also mentioned the word Milliarden. In German, Milliarden equals in English billions. So let's go through it. In German, millions are Millionen. Then billions are Milliarden. And trillions are in German Billionen. Just as a little fact that I think is good to know. So now let's come to the second part of today's episode, the Possessivpronomen, the possessive pronouns. This episode is sponsored by Mate, a software that I personally use daily, and it's awesome. It's a browser extension that lets you instantly translate anything in 103 languages. Here is how it works. Once the Mate extension is installed, you just need to double click on any word or text in your browser and it will automatically translate it. Believe me, it's crazy good. Mate has also a free version for you to try it out. Use the affiliate link in the show notes and support this podcast so that I can create more awesome content for you. I am telling you a sentence in German and I leave out the possessive pronoun and you have to figure out the right answer. I'm giving you three options. I make a small pause and then you say the right answer and then I reveal which is true or not. I will also translate the sentence into English before. So, der Existenzgründer fährt mit Auto. The entrepreneur drives his car. Okay, so is it first A, ihrem, B, seinem, C, sein. And the right answer is der Existenzgründer fährt mit seinem Auto. The entrepreneur drives with his car. In this case, we have the preposition mit, and mit is always in the dative, we have to use the possessive pronoun sein, but we have to use the dative version here. And Auto is neutral, so that's why we have seinem. Okay, so the next one, das Finanzamt kennt Steuernummer. The tax office knows your tax number. A, eure. B, eurer. C, eurem. And the right answer is, das Finanzamt kennt eure Steuernummer. The tax office knows your tax number. Yeah, so Steuernummer ist feminine, so die Steuernummer, and then we have the accusative case here. Okay, so the next one is, Abteilung ist im Weihnachtsurlaub. Our department is on Christmas holiday. A, unsere. B, unser. C, unserem. And the right answer is unsere. A, unsere. Unsere Abteilung ist im Weihnachtsurlaub. Our department is on Christmas holiday. In this case, die Abteilung is feminine and Abteilung is the nominative case because it's the subject. The subject of the sentence is always in the nominative case. The subject of the sentence is the person, animal, or thing that is doing the action. And now the last question. Die Marktanteile, Firma steigen. The market shares of our company are increasing. A, unsere. B, unserem. C, unserer. And the right answer is C, unserer. Unserer. Die Marktanteile unserer Firma steigen. So in this case, we have the genitive case and Firma is feminine. So that's why we have die Marktanteile unserer Firma steigen. The market shares of our company are increasing. I hope you enjoyed this episode today. If you'd like to know more information, then please subscribe to this podcast, click on follow. And also you can go to my website, expertlygerman.com. You can find a lot more information there. So I wish you a very nice Christmas time. See you guys. Cheers and bis bald.